I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Tyson Foods reported second quarter net income of $166 million. That's about 6.4% higher than 1 year ago when the Springdale-based protein giant posted profits of $156 million. Revenues rose to $8.27 billion, up from $8 billion in the previous year. Tyson had solid earnings in its chicken and pork segments, but its beef division dragged on the company's bottom line as expected. Consumer broadband, business services, and net one-time charges pushed Windstream Corporation's first quarter performance higher. The Little Rock-based telecom and data provider saw its net income more than double to $64.6 million on revenues of $1.5 billion. 1 year ago, Windstream posted earnings of $29 million on revenues of a little over $1 billion. Dillard's reported first quarter net income of $95 million, a 24% increase from a year ago, when the upscale retailer reported profits of $76.7 million. Little Rock-based Dillard's saw first quarter revenues rise 5.6% to $1.55 billion during the quarter. Also, same-store sales were up 5%, the seventh consecutive quarter of same-store sales growth. After 2 months of record or near-record gambling numbers, the two casinos in Arkansas saw lower wager totals at its electronic gambling games. Still, the numbers are far above year-ago levels. In April, as its live horse racing season drew to a close, Hot Springs-based Oaklawn reported electronic games of skill wagers of $76.8 million, up nearly 40% from a year ago. As Southland in West Memphis, coin in from its electronic wagers cleared $138.8 million, a 59% rise from the previous April. Now, April's totals were the third highest month in Oaklawn history, while Southland's numbers were the fourth highest since electronic casino-style gambling began in November 2006. Year-to-date, electronic wagers at the two casinos reached $918.67 million, just shy of the billion-dollar mark. Less than 2 weeks after an improving month of state revenues was reported, Governor Mike Beebe announced an increase in the general revenue forecast for the last 2 months of the current fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Beebe said that with the adjustment, an additional $39.4 million will flow into the state budget. That will help out with a rainy day fund as well as additional support for Medicaid and higher education institutions. The U.S. Postal Service announced a new strategy on Wednesday aimed at keeping rural post offices open while achieving some cost savings of nearly $500 million annually. The Postal Service says it's losing close to $18 billion a year. The newly announced plan would keep post offices, particularly in rural parts of Arkansas and the nation, open but with modified retail window hours to match customer use. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.